today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 18. And so I would encourage you, if you're able to get to a Bible, to open the Scripture with us. And let's take a look at Psalm 18. In fact, this is the beginning of a new series that we're calling The Lord is Mine. And we'll be talking about that here in just a few moments. We want to remind you about a little prayer journal. So if you've not received yours, all you've got to do is contact us. Couple of ways you can do that. First of all, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Give me your address, where you're hearing this broadcast today, and we'll get one out to you absolutely free of charge. No charge for postage or anything. We'd just love for you to have one of these little prayer journals. Secondly, you can contact us through the website at www.considerhisword.org. In fact, there's many things you can find there. You can find all kinds of radio programs from the last year. If you'd like to go back and hear some earlier series, you're able to do that. And then also you can write to us directly here at Consider His Word Ministries. The address is 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Psalm 18 is an incredible psalm, and you read the entire psalm. It's actually a psalm that David wrote. It's a song of praise as David lifts up the Lord and speaks of many of his attributes and of his characteristics and of who God is and how God helped him. David had been on the run from Saul. Saul had been trying to kill David for a long time. And when David was finally delivered from Saul, he penned this psalm. And I'm not going to read the entire psalm. You can do that on your own. I want to read the first several verses. And then we're going to be taking off from there and beginning a new series that I've entitled, The Lord is My. And we'll get to that in just a minute because I have a very important question to ask you. So let's read the Scripture first. Psalm 18, beginning in verse 1. I want you to notice how David begins. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Notice that David begins this psalm by just praising the Lord. God had blessed him, and he knew that it was because God had helped him to deliver him from Saul and from his other enemies. And so in this psalm, he begins by saying how much he loves the Lord. He says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And from here, it kind of sets the stage for the whole rest of the psalm as he just praises the Lord and thanks the Lord and speaks of all the wonderful things that God had done for him and how that God had saved him and delivered him, not only from his enemies, but he also speaks of his salvation. We get down later into the chapter and speaks about how in verse 23, he said, I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore, the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. And so David had a relationship with God where he would recognize the Lord and praise the Lord and speaks of his love for the Lord. And he begins by saying, the Lord is my rock. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. Now, let me ask you this question. And maybe I should have asked this before we got this far into the chapter. I've asked this question to many people. I asked it on my Facebook page and got many responses. I asked it in our church and got many responses. The question is this: how would you finish this statement? The Lord is my. My what? How would you finish that? Many said, the Lord is my redeemer. Of course, many said, the Lord is my savior. Some said, the Lord is my all in all. I guess they didn't want to miss anything. And how would you finish it? I want you to think about it for a minute. And how would you respond to that question? And finish the statement. The Lord is my... David had many things that he mentioned here. And later, as we go through this series over the next few weeks, and I hope you'll stay with us every week when this broadcast comes on, that you'll follow through with this series. And you'll also be able to find it on the website when it's all completely finished and posted at considerhisword.org. And how would you finish this sentence? The Lord is my. Now, we certainly have here in the psalm how David would answer the question. And for David, and I think this is probably true for most of us, that it didn't have simply one answer. In fact, David had a whole list of things here. And really, when you look at the list, they all really came down to one thing. And we'll get to that. But look what he said. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Now, I do want you to notice this, that when you say the Lord is my, it makes it very personal. It's one thing to say that the Lord is God of all creation, but then to think that the Lord is my creator. You see, it becomes very personal and it becomes very individual. Every one of us have some kind of a relationship with the Lord. Some know the Lord and have received him as their savior and they walk with the Lord every day. However, some, their relationship with the Lord is one of wrath. The Bible says that over in John chapter 3, you know, in John 3, we often speak of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But there's another kind of a companion verse that's at the end of the chapter. And it's not one that we often memorize. Again, in John chapter 3, he said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And for some, their relationship with God is one of wrath. Now, that can be changed because God is a God of mercy, and he does love you, and he will draw you to him and save you if you will just trust him. For many, in fact, before we get saved, our relationship with God is one of a judge. But then when we trust Christ as our Savior, he becomes our justifier. And he, by faith, makes us right with him. That's the blessing of salvation. It's not just about going to heaven, although I wouldn't belittle that. I think that's important, and I think that's a great thing. But also, when we get saved, we have a relationship with God. And in that relationship, God makes us right with him. Paul said it this way, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Do you have peace with God? Or when you think about God, does it bring anxiety and worry and fear to your heart? You know, all of that can be changed when you trust him as your Savior. Now, look what David said. In his relationship with the God, he saw God in all of these roles. He said, "The Lord is my," again, making it very personal, "the Lord is my rock." And when he speaks here of a rock, he's speaking of more like a cleft in a rock, like a safety place in the rock. We used to sing that song about the cleft of the rock. "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock." When David speaks of a rock, he's not talking about a little stone or something like that, but a place of hiding and a place of protection where the enemy cannot see him and the enemy can't get to him. And he said, that's what God is. The Lord is my rock. And then he said, the Lord is my fortress. And that's exactly that. It's like a fort. We often hear people pray, "Lord, build a hedge around me," or "put a hedge around someone." Listen, I don't want a hedge. I want a fort. I want something that is impenetrable by the world and impenetrable by Satan. And impenetrable, as David said, by his enemies. He said, the Lord is a rock, a safe place. The Lord is my fortress like a fort and my deliverer. It's God who takes us out of those situations. You see, David recognized that the Lord had completely delivered him. He was not running from Saul anymore. He was not running from danger anymore. He was at peace with God. He goes on and says, the Lord is my strength. Now, here's the important part. In whom I will trust. He's my buckler, which is a form of a shield, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. The high tower would be like a watchtower. And then he says, I'll call on the Lord, who's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You realize your greatest enemy is not Satan. Your greatest enemy is your own sin. And you can be saved from your sin when you trust Christ as your Savior and put your faith in him. Two statements quickly before we get finished. He said, in whom I trust. David has complete, full trust in all of these things before the Lord. And then he said, I will call upon the Lord. If you've never trusted Christ, recognize that you could call on him today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've never called upon him, I'm praying that you would do that right now. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.